Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, January 29th, the last Sunday in the month, and we are excited about tonight's show. While we're waiting for our guest to call in, I just want to remind everyone that tonight's call-in phone number is 914-803-4399. Again, the number is 914-803-4399. You can also join us in the chat room, which we call the Beauty Lounge, where my sister Denise will be taking your questions as well and getting them to our guests to answer. Again, in the meantime, we are sitting here waiting for our guests to call in. If you have some questions for our guests tonight, please get them prepared so we'll be ready for her when she comes on.
And let me just say this about the questions, definitely if you have questions, then please put them out in the Beauty Lounge. But if for some reason I haven't gotten to your question, feel free to go ahead and type it in again. I mean, it could be that I see your question and I have your question written down, but it just could be that, you know, we just haven't gotten to that breaking point where we can go ahead and ask the question. So feel free to go ahead and type it in again and address it to me if you'd like. It doesn't mean that I didn't see the question. It just could mean that I really haven't had the chance to ask the question.
Okay. So we're just going to wait a few more minutes for our guests to get on the line. Don't worry. We have plenty of time to still have a one-hour show, so just hold tight.
Let me take a look and see who we have in the Beauty Lounge.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
No, I'm just kind of talking to myself, just trying to get into the Beauty Lounge and see what's going on over here. And also, if you want to submit questions for Kim also on Twitter, you can submit them to our Twitter page. That's at Illusions Beauty. And we'll go ahead and ask those that come through there as well. So for some strange reason, I don't get to them all. Like I said, please feel free to send me a reminder. Type it in the Beauty Lounge, or you can type it on Twitter.
And if you all would just hold the line for me, I'm going to see if I can get him on the line, making sure she does that she's not having problems with calling in.
Sure. So, again, the call-in number is 914-803-4399. We've got Jen James in the Beauty Lounge. Hi, Jennifer. If you have any questions tonight, please feel free to call in. As a matter of fact, Jennifer, if you can, give us a call if you can, and let's find out what's going on with you while we wait for Kim to call in, if you have any classes coming up. Because we were going to forego the beauty news tonight so that we could just have more time with Kim tonight. But if you have anything coming up, any of your classes, any trade show appearances or anything like that, please feel free to call in with that information. And hopefully we'll get Kim on the line shortly. And if anyone else has any beauty news that they'd like to share, please call in with that. It looks like we're having a problem because now my sister's been kicked out of Blog Talk Radio, so we'll get her back on in a few seconds. But just hold on tight for us. And we'll be back with you shortly. Again, that call-in number is 914-803-4399. Once you're connected, you can dial 1 to be connected to the host, and we'll get you on when we see that you've pressed 1. So if you have any questions or comments, please dial 914-803-4399. Jennifer James is hosting a Pro Bowl party tonight, so we may get her on and we may not. But whatever you can do, Jennifer, that'd be appreciated. Or if you have any information now that you'd like to share just in the chat room, go ahead and send that, and I can just read that information. If you have any classes coming up, just let me know. And again, still waiting for my sister Janice and Kim to get on the line. Somehow she's been dropped, so I'm still waiting for her to call back in. Just hang tight for her. But in the meantime, if anyone has any beauty news they'd like to share, please call in at 914-803-4399. That's the number to call in with comments or questions. And if you have any questions for our guest tonight, again, you can call in or you can type them in the Beauty Lounge, which is our chat room. Or you can leave them for us on Twitter at Illusions Beauty. We'll get those questions answered for you. If there's anybody watching the SAG Awards tonight, please let us know that too.
Okay, I am back on the line with you guys, and we are trying to make connection with Kim now, so just hold.
Okay.
I think she may have gotten the time situation mixed up.
And Cynthia online, if everybody is familiar with Cynthia, the makeup artist in Atlanta, she's hosting an airbrush makeup workshop in February on the 18th and 19th. And we'll give you more information. Excuse me, we'll get you more information on that as it becomes available. I just noticed that on Twitter, so I just wanted to spread the word about that. That's Airbrush Workshop, I'm assuming, in Atlanta, coming February 18th and 19th. And that's Cynthia online. If you got hair questions, please submit them on Twitter at Illusions Beauty or in the Beauty Lounge or at 914-803-4399.
I just wanted to let everybody know our guest for next week, she's been on the show actually twice already on our different panels that we've had, but she's never been on as our guest by herself. And her name is Yolande Johnson. If you're familiar with her on Facebook, she goes by Yolande Denise. She's a makeup artist. She's a personal makeup artist for Fantasia, Cynthia Light, Melanie Fiona, and Mary Mary. And she's also a body painter. So she will be our guest next week, Yolande Denise, very good makeup artist. You should go out and check her out on Facebook if you're not familiar with her, but she'll be our guest on next Sunday, which is February 5th.
That would be great because I really want to talk to her about her body painting work.
Right, exactly. You can see a lot of her body painting work on various music videos.
Does Yolande airbrush or is she all hand paint or what does she do? You know?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe she may do both. But I think a lot of her body painting work might be hand painting. But we will find that out for sure next Sunday. And again, if you're just calling in, listening to the show online, we are waiting for our guests to call in. And we are asking that if you have questions for our guests, that you get them prepared. And if you're on the phone and want to ask a question, just make sure you hit the option to speak with the host. We'll get your questions on. So this may be her right here.
And if you're on the line, yeah, and you want to get through, just make sure you dial a one.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Kim?
This is Kim Kimball.
Hi, Kim Kimball.
Hey,
Kim.
How are you?
Hi.
And Kim, before we find the line.
Yeah, so we found a light, so just bear with us. But before we get started, I just have to tap on the message so I don't forget, and she doesn't kill me later. But Malika James told me to tell you hello.
Oh, tell her I said what's up.
I sure will. I sure will. I'm going to talk to her a little later tonight. Okay, looks like for some strange reason, my sister keeps getting kicked off. She's going to dial back in. And in a quick second,
can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on a video set.
Oh, okay. just talk as loud as you can talk. So just talk as loud as you can talk, and we'll try.
You can hear me pretty good.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, but if it's okay. if it gets noisy, just kind of, you know, try to talk loud over it, and that'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know,
are you all that? I got disconnected while you all were talking, but I'm back to the phone. And we were just rambling on while we were waiting for you, Kim. But, again, those of you who are just tuning in, remember for questions or comments, is 914-803-4399. And you can join us in the chat room as well, and my sister Denise questions. And, Kim, would you please let Danila know that we are on the line? I can't switch over now.
Okay.
Yes, just to make sure.
Are you aware that Kim is on a job?
No, I was not. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Yeah, she's on a video shoot, so let's just try to, you know, get what we can as quickly as we can.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, I'll keep her away.
We're not going to hold you up. As a matter of fact, I was going to do a little introduction, but what I'll do is I'll just jump right into the questions so that way we're not holding you up. First question, just introduce yourself to our audience and let them know who you are and when and how you became a hairstylist.
Okay. Hi. Can I start now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, it's Kim Kimball, celebrity hairstylist. I work with celebrities like Beyonce, Mary J., Ashanti, Kelly Rowland, Shakira, and I am also an entrepreneur. I have my own hair care products called Kimball Hair Care System, and I own a hair salon in West Hollywood, California. It's called Kimball Hair Studio.
Okay. One second. Let me just say this, because to hear you say all the stuff that you do and who you've worked with, and you know you're an entrepreneur and you've got this and you've got that, no one would ever know. If they saw you, they wouldn't think that you're this person who's done this and who's done that, because you're quiet but you're not quiet. You know what I mean? It's like to really know you, you're not like, you know, most people who have done stuff. Trust me, the world knows, because they're you know, they're yelling at the top of their lungs, you know, look at me, I do this, I do that. You are nothing like that.
You know, I always let my words speak for me.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I just put out my best, do my best to put good work out there. And same thing in everything I do. My product, I try to put good, you know, goodness out there, great hair care. And also I'm so busy and focused on, you know, building my brand and working on stuff that, mm-hmm. you know, I just, you know, wanted to show you know, I mean, I know from time to time I have to let people know what I do and who I am, but I really love to let my work speak for itself and let people see what I'm about and what I can do.
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember, like, when I first met you and worked with you was back in 2002, and I remember you were, I don't know exactly when you started your line, but I remember you were working on your line back then. And I think that's mm-hmm. important for you to know that it's not something that started like yesterday or 2 years ago. It's something that you've been working on and working on and working on for a long time now.
Yeah. And then, too, I mean, if that was my only job, is just to, you know, create hair products, I probably
right.
would have, you know, had not had work and work on it so much. But I kind of, plus I really love the process of creating products and putting it together. And I'm a perfectionist. You know, I love to, you know, keep working on products or I don't want to just put anything out there. You know, I'm very into the development of my products and my brand. So, you know, I don't believe in, you know, rushing. The race wasn't given to the swift, but he that endured to the end. And I believe in, you know, just definitely honing in on my craft and, you know, working on just putting the best products out there.
Right. Kim, when did you know you wanted to be a hairstylist?
You know, I'm a third-generation hairstylist. I grew up in the salon, but I honestly thought I was going to be a fashion designer because I at the time, I wanted to be Willie Smith and Patrick Kelly growing up. I really loved fashion. And I went to my first hair trade show. I believe it was the Long Beach show in California mm-hmm. at the time, or in Long Beach, California. And when I saw the hairstylist on stage being fabulous and cutting hair, flicking their scissors, and really, like, you know, putting out these creative, I saw the creation going down and the fabulousness and the entertainment part of being a hairstylist at the trade show, and it gave me a real inspiration to want to do hair full time.
And how did you start with film?
I volunteered for a play for a West Angeles church. They were building the church, and mm-hmm. the play was, you know, to help raise money for, you know, to build the new building. And I volunteered, met with Charlie Jordan, who was Robert Towns' assistant at the time, and I had kept bugging her to get, you know, her to help me get into the union because I knew that Robert Townsend did films and television shows and things like that. And, you know, one day she gave me a call. She asked me, oh, do you have any crazy hairstyles that you can bring me pictures of? And I did. To make a long story short, it was the movie Bats that I got hired for, you know, to do the hair for. And that, you know, history, you know, begins. Kimberly's first film, Bats. And then went on to do multiple TV shows and films like Dreamgirls, Austin Powers, and that's how I met Beyonce Knowles, and I worked on a lot of her films and various television films after that. And then that's how I began to meet more entertainers. And, you know, then I got heavily into the, you know, freelance beauty, you know, beauty industry, I mean, the music industry, and, you know, do more editorial magazine covers, working with various entertainers, became my next strong business in the hair care industry.
So, Kim, a lot of hairstylists that I know who own salons
mm-hmm.
and they work on film sets find it very hard to please and very hard to keep their clientele. You know, especially when you go off on a film, you know, they're not making movies like they used to. Like, you could be on a movie sometimes anywhere from 3 to 5 months. Now, you know, a lot of films are just really fast, a month, month and a half, you know, 2 months, something like that. But to go away for 3 months or even a month and a half away from the salon and then do a film and then come back to your salon and everything is still exactly how you left it, you still have all your clients. How do you balance the salon and working on film sets or traveling all around the world with your clients?
Well, you know, it's challenging. I had to actually choose. I only keep a few clients that I do, those that will wait. You know, if they really want you to do them, they'll wait. You know, we work it out. I build a team at the salon. A lot of people will go to other stylists in the salon that I've worked with and I've trained. And, you know, it's hard to do both, but I believe in having both because, you know, you have hair styling and salon was my foundation. And, lucky for me, I've been blessed to constantly stay busy in the freelance world and television and film. I always get opportunities, but I never want to stop working in a salon because it keeps me current. It keeps me, you know, being creative and it keeps me grounded. So, you know, and then I always have a place to work no matter what. You know, so I keep a few clients. You have to sacrifice and keep a few clients so that you can still have something to build on. So I've never stopped going into the salon. I just don't go as much, but I think it's important to be able it's difficult to balance, but there's a way. You know, you find the best way that works for you.
So basically they have to make a decision and pretty much choose, you know, I guess, which one is more important.
I kept a few clients. I never stopped. But I also had someone, you know, we had a couple proteges that you train and work with you to help, you know, keep, you know, maintain some of your clients, if that's the route you want to go. But that's one way you can do it.
Okay. I want to take a quick call. There's a caller on the line with a question or a comment. Let's see here. Hello?
Hey, Janice. It's Denise. It's Rondell.
Hey, Rondell. How are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
Good. You have a question for Kim or a comment?
Yeah. First of all, hello, Kim. I hope you're having a good evening. I remember seeing you on an episode of Tabitha Coffey's Salon Takeover. And I wanted to ask you a couple of days ago, she had made a video about the House Bill 1006, I believe it was, about withdrawing the licensing requirement for hairstylists. And I was just wondering, for someone who's big on education, how would you feel if certain states were to remove that or wouldn't require it any longer?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question. Require a bill for...
I believe it's called Indiana House Bill 1006. It was a bill passed by a representative who felt there was no need in Indiana for the licensing of hairstylists. They felt that it wasn't required. So I was wondering, how would you feel if certain states were to remove that requirement to be licensed, you know, as a hairstylist in a salon?
I think that would be tragic on many levels. Tragic for not only cheating stylists out of making them have to educate themselves and properly equip themselves to be able to do proper hairstyling, as well as the clients who are not going to be having a trained professional to do their hair. And then it would kill the beauty industry, you know, the integrity of the beauty industry as far as cosmetology. So, no, I don't agree with it. I don't think it's a good idea at all.
I think the whole beauty industry would have to shut down at that point.
I mean, that's kind of like a slap in the face to study it for years.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for answering my question.
You're welcome. So good to meet you.
Okay, and then we have another question I want to get on really quick here. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, it's Nzinga.
Hey, Nzinga.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? What's happening, Kim?
Make a party to the stars.
Is that Kim? Hello, Miss Lady.
What's going on?
Where have I been? I've been abroad for several years. We need to talk.
Yes, we do.
I just wanted to call and say hello and tell you I love you. Keep up the great work. And that last question was really awesome because, you know, as a hairstylist in opposition to a makeup artist, you guys are supposed to be licensed. So for us, there isn't a license requirement, a cosmetology license requirement. And I think that's very, very interesting because at one point they wanted to institute it. And in some instances, I feel like they should. And in some instances, I don't feel that they should because there are people who have been in the industry for years who are not licensed.
Well, you know what, Nzinga, not to cut you off, but in the state of Maryland, when I first started, we had to have licenses.
Oh, you did?
We did. Oh, and then maybe about
to do makeup.
3 years or so. Yeah, to do makeup. And then about maybe 3 years or so, they cut it out.
I see. And what was their reasoning for eliminating it?
I have no idea. I never heard. They just wanted to, offer certificates. You know, you just get a certificate, like if you complete a course.
Right.
At a makeup school or something, just get a certificate. That's it. You don't have to, you know, be licensed. But I thought the license was great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know how I feel about education for any artist, whether it's a hairstylist, makeup artist, we're all visionaries, and we should rise to the level of excellence. We should become excellent artists. We should be brilliant at our craft, and brilliant not just, you know, that you can do a great hairstyle or you can bang out a face like nobody's business, but there's also etiquette that's involved,
right.
Hygiene. These are requirements that all artists should have. I've walked onto sets and seen people's makeup kits and hair kits that, you know, if Tabitha could come into some of the trailers, I think
Amen.
She'd fall out and have a heart attack.
Okay.
Just the way you keep a makeup trailer. Just because we're being transported continuously, we're constantly on the move in opposition to a stationary type of setting, I think our requirements should just be a little bit more different, and we have to be a little bit more mindful because we're mobile.
Did you say that bill had passed or not yet?
No, they actually, it was
Hi,
over.
Hey,
love, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good. But no, actually they had had just went back and Googled it. They it was withdrawn, so it wasn't passed,
oh,
thank God. But
okay.
I definitely just wanted to know what another, you know, master hairstylist,
right.
You know, about that. Because I thought it was the most insane thing ever, you know, trying to revoke
right.
that.
Yeah.
It's not, you know.
Right. They obviously don't get it. They,
industry
they
or
ever,
not. I mean, it's
they
definitely
probably don't get their hair done either. They probably
it was a guy, of course.
Well, you know, Kim, what you said was absolutely true, you know, and it goes back to the spirit of excellence. You've got people coming into your salon. Your salon is a filthy place, a place where you have unreliable hairstylists, people who are not professional. They should be licensed because you're putting people from off the street are putting their head into your hands, and you're not qualified. You could get sued. You could lose your entire business over somebody getting a disease, or anything could happen in your salon. So I think that should be a requirement. And it should also raise the bar for us to be excellent, because a lot of people have skimmed by on the skin of their teeth, where the rest of us have worked hard at being excellent and taking classes and lessons to improve what we already know.
And I think, Nzinga, that one of the most important pieces of that whole licensing thing, whether it's hair, makeup, skin, or whatever, is learning that sanitation.
Absolutely.
And I think when you cut that part out, I mean, I think we lose everything.
Let me tell you something. I worked on a set, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I worked on this one set, and this makeup artist, when I say she is brilliant, I mean, she could do anything. But when I looked at her case, old girl pulled out, like, things that have never been sharpened. You know, there's a certain scent that comes from a lipstick that's old.
Ooh, gosh.
You know, it's just I mean, and that doesn't take away, from her being a brilliant artist, but what it does is it diminishes the level of excellence and the level of quality, you know, and the expectation of other artists who see this person as being brilliant. But what about your case? The sanitation is really important.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think those things, you know, need to be addressed amongst us as artists, and you know, we need to police each other sometimes.
Absolutely. Well, Kim, speaking of kits, what do you think every hairstylist every great hairstylist, actually, whether they're working in a salon, whether they're on photo shoots or film sets, what do you think, or music video sets like you are now, what do you think every hairstylist should have in their kit?
I mean, must be obvious, the tools and stuff, but they need to have a great bag, a great organizing bag. There's many things you need. It's kind of hard to pinpoint one thing, but the most important thing you need a great bag, a great organizing pieces to go with it. And, you know, I just apologize, guys. I'm actually on a video set. So
go, girl. Really... Get your chips, girl. Make
you know,
the
I work every day, honey. I'm always working. I'm always working, baby. But,
that's it.
Yeah, no, you have to have plenty of, one thing I will say about that, you just need to be over-prepared. Plenty of options, because when you are on set, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
People will have you pulling stuff out of nowhere. Like plenty of hair pieces, clip-ins, ponytails, wigs. Be over-prepared, you know. Plenty of brushes, combs, clips. I mean, it depends on what you want, but there's as many things you got to have. And you have to have a great way to organize everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a pin case, you know, cases to put your stuff in so it's organized. So, like she said, when they see it, it's clean, it's organized. And when you're organized, you can do a good job. But if everything is all over the place, you can't properly, you know, you can't properly do your job.
Right. What was it like to, I know you just worked on a set of Sparkle. What was it like to prepare for those different hair looks?
Sparkle, oh my God, a lot of work, a lot of research. Created for this. You know, being very organized, lots of preparation with that. But it's great because it's a creative piece. It was fun. I love working with these people that, you know, got to do all of that. You know, with a group of actresses and actors and great director. I have to say it was one of my favorite projects that I've worked on. I mean, I've worked on some great ones, so.
Wow.
It'd be hard to say, but this one was, I think, because it's the most challenging for me because I had the part in the head to film. So I had to, you know, do everything.
Right.
I had a great team as well. But, you know, it'd be dreams if I just do the opposite. With this, I had the overall, you know, design for the whole entire thing. You know?
Right.
And so that's why it could be better. But that's,
I have a question for you, Ken. My question is, do you have, and I know this for myself, but do you have two separate kits?
Oh, yeah. When I was actually working with Sparkle in Detroit, on the weekend sometimes I have time, so I have another kit at home in L.A. and a kit on set with me on Sparkle. You know, sometimes I'll have to ship my kit somewhere else. I do get kits.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why I ask that is because I have what I call a fashion and music kit, which is kind of a little bit lighter, and then I have my film kit, which is like heavy duty kind of stuff. You know, and like you said, in your kit you need to have everything, and then the things that you think that nobody would ask you for.
Right. So that's actually an excellent idea. What I do, I just always change it. I just change it for a job.
I mean, I have like little mini kits everywhere. Like I have like, this kit, blue kit, that kit, and sometimes I'll remove things because it's heavy to carry all that stuff all the time. So I'll remove things and replace it with other things and lighten up the load or do, you know, do different things so I don't have to carry all that stuff all the time.
So. And the reason why I'm asking is because I'm in the middle of reprocessing my fashion kit, and I'm in this process where I'm doing inventory on what's in the kit, and you know that takes forever. But I feel like you need to do that every now and again just to update and refresh and know what you need and what works for you. You know, I think what works for us and becomes our signature style. Like signature colors, you know, those are the things that you're going to use automatically. You know, those are the staples that you're going to go back to, which are your signature style or signature color. But, you know, just looking over my kit, I'm like, oh my God, am I the only one?
No.
So you have several kits too.
Yeah, I do. Those are mini kits. Like, yeah. I also have duplicate kits because of. Sometimes, depending on where I have to be and what I'm doing. When I was down in Atlanta working on the TV shows in Atlanta, I had a kid I left there and I had one I left home. So when I fly, I don't have to fly the bags back and forth. Because I knew I was going to be stationary in Atlanta for a while, so I had a kit just for Atlanta. Then I had another kit for traveling other places in L.A.
Now, Kim, I know that you're at work, so whenever you have to leave, just cut us, just stop us in the middle of our sentence if you have to.
I know this is not very loud. So.
Yeah. So yeah, whenever you have to go, just let us know.
We have a couple questions from the chat room.
Okay, let's try to get them there.
Okay, and both of these are from Kyra's little sis, Sharon Tina, and it says,
"What's up?" I was like, "What's up?" I follow her on Twitter.
The first question is, which product from your line would you recommend for natural hair?
Well, actually, it depends on which style you're doing, but all my products are great on natural hair. I do have a specific product for extensions, but the Brazilian nut oil and acai berry, which is in Target stores right now, it's great for natural hair. So like, it's great for, you know, just conditioning it, blowout. If you want to wear it curly, then try my Fat Curly Vitalizer for curly hair.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that.
One of our top-selling products.
Yeah. And how long would you recommend someone keeping the selling hair?
How long would I recommend that?
How long would you recommend someone keeping the sew-in?
2 months at the longest. 2.5 months at the longest. 3, you're pushing it, but no longer than 3. Because your hair will begin to shred underneath that weave when you take it out. It's, you know, it's because your hair sheds 68 strands a day. And the longer you leave it in there, the more loose hair you'll have in there. And when you go to wash it out, it will tangle really bad when you take it out. It's going to really comb all that shedding hair out really well.
Right.
Plus, it'll be quite blown out by then, so it starts hanging by a string.
Right. Now, a question that I have is, I don't know if you remember this, but when we were on Fighting Temptations, you showed me atomizers.
I showed you what?
The atomizers and the million.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's one of my best friends.
Yeah. I see so many hairstylists, especially new hairstylists coming into the union. I see so many hairstylists trying to use it, and I'm looking at them, and I'm just laughing because, first of all, they think it's such a great new product, and I'm just laughing at them. I'm like, they're not so new. And then sometimes when you see people use it, especially barbers, I see people use it and it's too much. Like, when would you suggest they use it as opposed to something else?
Well, I say, you know what, I always say go start with a little bit and add. It's better to build up than try to take away when it comes to stuff like that.
No, how's it?
It's great for, you know, just hitting thin spots so you don't see shine in the camera.
Right.
So I would just always say just use a little and always add more. Never overdo it.
Right. Now, speaking of camera, I've often seen this, on television shows, some people, especially white hairstyles, I'll see them airbrush instead of using the ad.
You know, I mean, that, I mean, there's a couple, there's always a one way to, you know, skin a cat, you know what I mean?
I think
that that's another way. I think that just looks a little more dull. I mean, they're both kind of dull in the hair, but the airbrushing to me looks a little more dull, and I don't like the texture. I just, it is
right.
Not a preference of mine, but I just prefer the atomizer because it's almost, it mimics hair to me the best. It looks like hair, feels like, you know, hair. It's not hair, but it looks like hair. And it is much, to me, the most natural way to do it.
Now, do you have a particular way that you want to feel it so that it's not like shedding and falling off?
Hairspray. I just use a little hairspray before I put it on, sometimes a little after. And the hairspray will often give it a little more shine, so it'll take away that dull look.
Right. So now, if you get that particular action, you know, what would you suggest you use to kind of dull it out a little bit?
Yeah. The hairspray is what's going to actually help add, you know, some shine to it, or you can put some shine spray on top of it. But yeah, the airbrush to me looks duller than the fibers. I mean, the fibers look a little dull too. But
if the hairspray is too shiny when they get before the camera, do you have any suggestions on how to dull that?
Oh, how to dull it? Well, you know what? It depends on what you're doing it for. Now, and when I was talking about adding the spray shine, you can use a spray that there's two kinds of hairspray. Some sprays, like my hairspray, that's a great spray, has shine. Some sprays are just dry and don't have the shine. So just use just strong sprays with no shine. Now, the only time I'll use it with shine is when I'm doing it just for the edges. If I'm putting the hair up in the edges to thin, that's what I kind of use it for. If I'm just doing a guy and he's got a shiny bald spot and I'm just putting it in, I'm not trying to put shine in the hair, so I won't do that.
Right.
What would you suggest, Kim, for, like I've had in the back, for years I've always had breakage in the back, and hairstylists would say, oh, you need to get a really good haircut. They would cut my hair, it would grow back out, and then there's still breakage in the back.
Do you have a relaxer?
Do you wear relaxer? No, I don't. Not anymore. And I think I've been without a relaxer since 2005.
Okay. Well, you know, the first thing I would say is you may want to try sleeping on silk pillowcases because cotton is drying to your hair. So silk pillowcases, it could be something as simple as that because you don't have any chemicals in your hair. You know, tie it up at night with silk. Don't let it out because that probably breaks it off. And you rubbed on that, or maybe you're putting too much heat back there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be, I think, one of those two things. But you do have to keep it trimmed, you know, so it doesn't keep slick. But I think I would try that. It could be something as simple as that. You may have to tie the hair down so that it doesn't break when you sleep. You might be sleeping on the back of your head and rubbing it off.
Right.
And are you able to tell us a little bit about, before you get off, a little bit about your show that's coming to WeTV?
Oh, I don't know how to talk about it. I don't know. I need to check. But there is something in the matrix. We are shooting reality show. But I don't know that I'm allowed to talk about it yet.
Right. Okay.
Properly release it. But I would definitely love to come back on this show as soon as I'm able to do that and talk about it. That's okay.
Oh, that would be great. Well, I see the noise is picking up.
It's kicking up.
Kimberly?
Yes.
Denise, I love you both. I'm going to depart. Kimberly, we need to talk. I'm going to get in touch with you. Denise,
yes,
I love
please,
you
please.
As always. You guys are amazing. Please keep up the great work and continue to give us artists a great name. That's all I can say. God bless you and have a great night.
Well, so thank good you. Thank you. We must keep in touch.
All right, dear one.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Let's see what else to do. I think I was just going to ask you, like, if there was anything you wanted to, before you got the phone, that you wanted the audience to know, again, about your product or just anything. You can share your Twitter, your Facebook, let them know you're on your Twitter, website, anything you want to, you know your Twitter.
Yes, my website is www.kimblehaircare.com. My Twitter is at kimblehaircare. And, you know, Kimberly Kimball on Facebook. Kimball Hair Studio is the name of my salon. That's it.
And speaking of Kimball Hair Studios, I wanted to ask you, you say you have a salon in West Hollywood. Are you ever planning to open up more salons?
I'm actually working on that right now. I am working.
Okay.
I'm actually relocating. I'm opening a bigger salon in Los Angeles, which I will be doing some educational seminars there once I get it all set up. And then hopefully I'll be opening a salon in New York and in Atlanta. Those are my goals. I don't have a place yet, but I would love to.
Right. Those are your future goals.
Yeah. I mean, a couple other places I'd like to do too, like Chicago and Vegas. But I think one of the first two would be Atlanta or New York.
Okay. And so your Los Angeles salon, what you're saying is that you would shut down the West Hollywood salon and open up probably another bigger place.
Well, yeah, I'm going to. Yeah, I would relocate. Because it's still, I think that's probably good right now, and I'm moving to West Hollywood.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Kim, we don't want to take up any more of your time. You've given us enough while you're at work. Didn't realize
thank
you're going to be working
guys.
Today. But
well, you know what?
So
I didn't know that either.
Right.
One of those
exactly.
But you know what? Sometimes it would be hard for me to do it because I've been working every day, so I don't know when I would be able to do it otherwise. But I wanted to make sure I definitely kept that commitment with you guys.
Right. Well, we appreciate it. We really do. We appreciate it. And, you know, you're always welcome to come back on whenever you want to update us, you know, on anything that you're doing. You're more than welcome to come on.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
There you go, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry. Kim, what did you say?
I said we had one last question for her, if she didn't mind, before she left. Are you still on? Are you there, Kim?
No, I don't hear it. She hasn't hung up, but I don't hear her.
Oh, okay.
We don't hear noise in the background, so maybe she is. Yeah, she's gone. She hung up.
Okay.
Well, give me the question, and I can get the question to her, and then I will answer that question on the blog post that I'm going to do on our blog. Okay.
I can't believe you don't know the question.
Oh, what is beauty to you?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you had another question from the chat room.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask that question, but because, you know, I didn't want to hold her up, you know, I feel bad when people are at work. So I didn't want to hold her up. So I you know, didn't do that question. But I can still ask that question and get that question on the blog post as well. But I'd like to thank everyone who did tune in and those who hung out with us until Kim got on the line. I appreciate you hanging in there with us. If you enjoyed tonight's show, go out and mark it as a favorite. We thank everyone for their continued support. Tyra's Little Sis, Jen James, Technicolor, who's joined us tonight. She's been away for a while, but she joined us tonight. Renee, thank you all for joining us in the chat room. And for those who were on the phone line, we really appreciate your support. Tell everyone that Beauty Talk is on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have any suggestions or there's a certain artist, whether it's hair, makeup, skin, you name it, that you want to hear on the show, send us an email, illusionsbeauty@gmail.com, and we'll do our best to bring to you every Sunday night the beauty industry and those in the industry that you want to hear. But until next week, I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to say really quickly, it's just in case, you know, anybody didn't hear, which I didn't know until I just checked on Twitter, but Viola Davis just won her SAG Award.
Nice. So congratulations to Viola Davis on her SAG Award win. And we will be, I'll probably go check that out right now, but thank you guys for listening, and this show will be up in about 10 minutes. So you can go out and tell your friends that missed it that they can come back to the Blog Talk Radio and check out the show. We appreciate your support again. Mark it as a favorite if you like the show, and we will chat with you next week. Talk to you later. Good night.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.